Have you ever wanted to find out all about the life story of Mr. Sean Ryder? Well, you will be able to if you go along to the Apex in Bury St. Edmunds tomorrow evening, because that is where he will be, and he is on the line to talk to us this morning. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm alive and breathing, thank you. How are you?
And that's a good thing for you, isn't it, as every day goes past?
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah.
I read an article probably a little while ago now that said you take more pills nowadays than you used to, and you rattle.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. I've got a pill for everything. Yeah. Thyroid, blood, the lot. I'm on the lot. Testosterone, I've got a pill for that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've got gel for that.
Okay. Well, if it's not pills, it's some other sort of medication in another form.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a
You'll find out that soon. When you get touching 60, you'll be rattling yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm already taking pills now and I'm 30, so yeah, we'll see how we get to when I get to a bit older. Anyway, it's not slowing you down. You're very busy because you're on tour at the moment with them Happy Mondays, and you're doing this Q&A tour as well.
I know, yeah. The wife's trying to kill me.
You're basically never at home.
Yeah, that's how she likes it.
Is that how you like it?
you know, no, not really. No, I'm lying. I love it, of course I do.
So, I think you were in Cambridge recently. Was it last week you were in Cambridge with Happy Mondays?
Yeah, a couple of days ago. Well, a few days ago.
So yeah. then you're off up the road to Bury St. Edmunds tomorrow night for a Q&A show. So tell us a little bit about this. It's called An Evening with Sean Ryder. It's basically people get to ask you questions and find out about, you know, your life story, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we sort of do about an hour having a chat with whoever's interviewing me. And I don't know who that is. I like to keep it different every night so that it doesn't get boring, you know. And everyone comes at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
And so we do about an hour of that, and then we throw it over to the audience for about an hour, and, you know, they can ask me whatever they want. The further out of the box, the better.
I was going to say, do you get asked some interesting questions?
I get asked a lot of interesting questions, yeah. And some of them we can't even repeat on air now, so...
yeah, I'm sure we can't. We've actually got a couple of listener questions that I'm going to fire off at you just to give people a bit of a taste as to how it works tomorrow night. Joe messaged in. He says, what's it like working with Gorillaz on Dare and one of their biggest hits?
It was great. Biggest hits, yeah. It was, in fact, their only number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I mean...
Oh, we may have lost the line. Oh, dear. Oh, hello?
Sean, where are you going? Are you there?
Oh,
come back.
Oh, he put us on hold. Oh, now he's gone. Oh, no. Oh, hold
on
a
minute. That was getting interesting.
It was. Like, ask him a question, and then he disappears. Let's phone again. Hello?
What happened there?
Hello, we lost you. Oh, just as you were in your prime. So, yeah, Gorillaz and Dare, they're only number one track.
It's great. I mean, And really simple, you know. I mean, I walked in, Damon said, have you got any ideas? I said, not really, no. And he had a track going, I put the cans on, and I said, turn it up, it's going up. And when it was a level that I wanted, I went, it's Dare. And then he said, oh, that's great, do that again. So we did it again, and that was the beginning of that.
I love that story, because people, you could say that to someone, and they think, no, you just made that up. But that's genuinely true.
Yeah, I mean, it's like most things, you know, most sort of things in music that come out really good, are flukes or one-offs.
Yeah. I want to ask you, because someone's asked me a question about I'm a Celebrity, because it's coming back soon. I know you're on it. It was a long time ago now. Was it 9 years ago?
Yeah, 2010. So, yeah, 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Lee wants to know whether you're still in touch with anybody that you're on the show with.
On the show, yeah, I still bump into Lempick.
Oh yes, Lempick Opic, remember him?
Yeah, I like him, you know, I do, I like Lempick.
He's not Lempick anymore, is he?
I can't remember who else was on.
I think Stacey Solomon won the year you won.
I bump into Stacey, yeah, because she's on Loose Women.
Yeah.
So, and I bump into her. We used to have the same manager for a while as well, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I bump into Stacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any advice you'd give the contestants going in the next few weeks? What would you say?
Don't go.
No, go enjoy it. It's a blast. You know what I mean? It's like, You know, I mean, I've had harder Wednesdays than it is in there, really. You know, you go in, you do a bit of exercise, they take your food off you, you know, so you sleep outside in a sleeping bag. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you enjoy it.
Unless you're a pampered showbiz lover, then you might hate it. I don't mean eat it, you might dislike it.
Speaking of other random people that were potentially random people that you wouldn't think Sean Ryder would be friends with, and I said this to Liz earlier and she didn't quite believe me, it's true that you've saved the life of Roy Walker from Catchphrase, isn't it?
You could say that, yeah. Roy's a really good buddy now of mine, yeah.
So you were on a TV show together, weren't you, and he got into a spot of trouble, was it in the water, and you helped him out?
Yeah, he fell off his surfboard.
Yeah.
He was doing a better job at surfing than me, and Roy's about 80 years old, so, you know, he didn't need much saving, but he just had a bit of an unlucky break, so I had to help him out.
That's very kind of you. I love your life. I've heard you've been interviewed many times, Sean. I love the stories that you come out with, because your life is full of interesting stories. Whether you mean them to be interesting or not, it's just you just seem to find yourself in some funny situations sometimes. It's hilarious.
Well, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, certainly.
And now, Sean, I want to know about your teeth, because you famously, do you have teeth or not have teeth?
Me? Yeah. I've had three amazing lots of teeth, actually. The ones that I was born with that sort of got, I lost really through heroin, crack cocaine and crystal meth. And then I got a nice new set of veneers and I lost them. And now I've got another nice new set. And they look amazing, so I hope I'm going to keep these and take them to the grave.
Look after those ones, won't you?
And you've also, it's been documented, you've lost all your hair recently, is that right? Did you?
Every bit of my hair, everywhere.
So you look really Headless. Different. I mean,
no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no armpit hair, nothing. All went.
In one go, like, or gradually over a few weeks?
Well, what it is, I haven't made any testosterone for about 12 years. So when my thyroid went, and once your thyroid goes, everything goes.
Okay.
So my testosterone went, so I went on testosterone replacement. And I've been on that great for 12 years, you know, and my blood cells started to go a bit dolly. So they decided that they would take my testosterone away from me. And instead of just lowering it gradually, it was took off me. And in 3 or 4 weeks of my testosterone being took off me, I had no hair anywhere.
Wow. And you look a lot different these days, don't you?
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, hopefully not for that long, because it's alopecia.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all still there. I've just got to have these injections in my head and my eyebrows and it'll come back.
Oh, right, okay.
Gosh.
So when you're performing with the Happy Mondays, what, I mean...
I'm wearing that.
Yeah. You obviously have been together for so long, and you're all good mates, I'm sure. But what do you still, I mean, what's your favourite song to perform? How does it feel up on stage with them? Has it changed?
It's actually really good now, you know. We're not young and dumb and full of bull. So, you know, it's really good. It's better than ever. We're all compass mente, you know, and we all enjoy what we're doing more than ever. It's a sexless marriage.
And when you come off stage these days, you like to go and have a sit down and put your slippers on rather than going out and having a party, right?
Well, all in all, on the hotel bed and turn on the news with a cup of coffee.
Sounds great. Well, I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Look forward to meeting you at the show.
Say hello.
I will do. The Apex in Bury St Edmunds tomorrow night with Sean Ryder. I think it kicks off at 8:30. Tickets are available if you want to come along. And you're also doing Happy Monday. I think you're in Norwich soon as well. There's a few other dates nearby to Cambridge as well if you miss the Cambridge date. So check out the website for that as well.
Yeah, we might push that 8:30 till 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right then. Just turn up whenever and Sean will be there. Cool.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah.
Thanks for chatting, Sean. We appreciate it.
Cheers, pal. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Ta-da.
That's Sean Ryder, lovely man.
Yeah, lovely man.
At the Apex tomorrow night. And if you want tickets, you can contact the Apex box office. The website is theapex.co.uk.